This is Game, Set, Match Kentucky, Episode 4, recorded September 13th, 2018, entitled A Statue in Liberty. Hey everybody, it's time for episode 4 of Game Set Match Kentucky, where we talk about all things related to the Central Kentucky Tennis Series and probably a whole lot more that you never asked for. This is September 13th, 2018, and I'm Chris Godby. I'm the chairman and one of the founders of the CKTS, where the lines are good and sandbagging, as usual, is for golf. I just introduced myself as a founder of the CKTS, and we're fortunate today to have another founder of the CKTS in our presence. Please welcome Mr. Dwayne Harris. How you doing, sir?
Hey, good, Chris. Thanks for letting me be on the show. I appreciate it.
Dwayne and I go back to 2003 when the fledgling organization known as the Central Kentucky Tennis Series was formed in my apartment. Do you remember those days, Dwayne?
I do. That was a lot of fun. And I'll say that we probably had no idea that it would become what it has become. So kudos to you and the board and all the volunteers and the players for all the work that you've done to see the organization grow like it has.
So what I think we need to do sometime is maybe get the four of us original founders together, me, you, Cliff, and Alice, and get together and just talk about what that was like back then. But anyway, so you were with us then. You moved away for a while. You've settled in Somerset, and now you've started a new organization there. We're going to get to that in just a little bit. Let me introduce the other person that's with us today. Now, I first met Justin Martin when I was coaching boys tennis at Russell County High School, and he was playing tennis probably in junior high for Casey County High School. And I think he kept on playing till he was about 24. Is that the way they do that over there in Casey County, Justin?
Yeah, I redshirted for 6 years, even though I was able to play. That's how we do it over there.
Now, the point is, it seems like you did play for many years, probably beginning in seventh grade, sixth grade, playing on the high school team.
I started my eighth grade year, and my eighth grade year, I was the exhibition guy. And then moving from my eighth grade year to freshman year, I moved up to number one. I was number one at Casey County from freshman to senior year.
The next thing you know, he's a regional contender. Next thing you know, he's playing in the state tournament. One of these days, there's going to be a statue of him holding a tennis racket right there in Liberty. Yeah. Maybe a statue of Phil Williams right there next to him, his old coach.
Yeah. And, he's already got his plaque, so
he's
got
my statue. Plaque for him, a statue for you. That sounds fair, not bad. But so now he is the men's and women's head tennis coach at Lindsey Wilson College. Now, give us the short version of how that all came to pass, Justin.
Well, to make it short, one of my really good friends was actually, I was his first roommate when he came to college. Marlon Dalpont was the former head coach at Lindsey Wilson. And I was working at a tennis club in Nicholasville called the Bluegrass Racquet Club. And I was trying to send him a recruit because she was interested in nursing and Lindsey's very strong in that field. And I was trying to send him a recruit, and he kind of told me, he said, look, you know, I'm actually about to resign. And I was like, oh, that's a bummer. But he actually had a really good opportunity come his way. And he said, well, what do you think? And I told my wife, I said, look, I'm going to apply to this job. I don't know what's going to happen, but if it happens, then we're going to have to make the step because it's me following my dream. And I mean, I'm living my dream right now. So I couldn't be more thrilled.
And already practicing in your second season as the coach there, and had some success already, and we wish you even more success.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Well, today on Game, Set, Match Kentucky, we're going to cover a couple of topics that are current and relevant as far as the CKTS and what we've been up against lately and what we're looking ahead to in the very near future. First, I'd like to thank this week's sponsor for Game, Set, Match Kentucky. LakeNet Media Incorporated is providing the hosting for this podcast. If you or your business would like to get involved and help us out and help us grow this production, please send a message to info@gamesetmatchky.com. So today, let's talk about the, well, actually, it's funny that we have you two together here, guys, because Dwayne started the Columbia Open. The Columbia Open then passed through a few other tournament directors, including Lindsey Wilson College tennis coaches. It went away for a couple of years, and now it's back thanks to you being back in town, back in Columbia, Justin. The Columbia tournament is back, but we've changed the name. Tell us a little bit about why that is.
Well, I changed the name to the Boffman Tennis Classic. Number one, Henry Boffman has been, he's a Kentucky legend, I mean, to say the least. I mean, he still travels. He's 82, I believe, and he travels all over the United States, still playing tournaments. If I'm not mistaken, he's either number one or two in the state in Kentucky for 80 and over, and then he's also ranked in the top four of the Southern section. But one reason why I wanted to go this route for the name of the tournament was because he has been a huge help to our program. The complex at Lindsey Wilson has been named after him because of his donations and, you know, got built six brand new courts here about 8 years ago. And they're magnificent. I mean, the complex has changed so much since, you know, I attended there. You know, I got to play on them my senior year because I was actually a Lindsey alum and, you know, I was on their varsity team and such. But he was actually inducted also into the Lindsey Wilson Hall of Fame here recently for his contributions to the college. But also just Kentucky tennis in general. I mean, he's been a spark of light for Kentucky tennis and especially this region.
Everybody seems to know who he is, no matter where you travel in tennis circles, people know the name Henry Boffman. And I did have the honor to actually play doubles against him once in just a pickup match. It wasn't a tournament match or anything like that. It was just a foursome that they got together on the clay courts at Plainview in Louisville. And he was, you know, that was 10 years ago. So he was early 70s at that time and just a tough player and definitely fit for his age. And he was playing every day at that time. I don't know about now, but just a really nice guy and a super player. And obviously he's been a great philanthropist to Lindsey Wilson College.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, I had talked to him here. We had a lunch in, I'm wanting to say June. And he was talking about the previous weekend. He just got back from Georgia playing a tournament. He said, I lost in the third set, you know, to the number one guy in the South. And I'm sitting here looking at him, and I'm 30 years old. And I'm looking at him thinking, buddy, if I went three sets, it's a miracle. I mean, this guy, he's still doing things. Even at, you know, 80-plus years old, he's still doing things. So it's incredible to know him, got to meet him. I feel very honored for that, you know, situation.
Now, it just hit me that you said you were 30. You're actually 30 years old?
I turned 30 in July 30th.
Now, so does that mean you are no longer eligible to play at Casey County High School?
My eligibility ran out last semester, actually, yeah. Phil Williams, we talked here recently, and he said, I could use you one more time. But I said, I'm sorry, sir, but according to the KHSAA, I'm no longer eligible for Casey
College. Well, the fortunate thing for him is that he doesn't need you. He's got a tough program, and they've won a lot, and they just seem to keep turning out tennis there in Casey County. Also on the girls' side too. Dwayne, speaking of Henry Boffman and the Boffman Tennis Complex, now those courts have come a long way from when you were living in Columbia and you were running the original Columbia Open. Have you had a chance to see the new complex?
Sure. And wow, how impressive is that complex? Yeah, when I used to play there as a kid and as a young adult, we had three courts and they were very basic. And so to be able to nowadays enjoy a complex like that is that's just awesome. Of course, it's good for Lindsey, but it's also good for the community, for Columbia. You know, it's just something that not every community has. And so I, for one, being from Columbia, really appreciate what he's done there.
And I don't think the project is necessarily finished either, Justin. I mean, is there some talk that, you know, the tennis complex could expand one day?
Yeah, I mean, Henry has extended out, you know, a little bit to where there could be an indoor complex coming in Columbia here, you know, in the future.
That would definitely be exciting because this, you know, this area is desperate for indoor tennis. It's something that, you know, keeps our high schools a little bit behind some of the bigger cities.
No, absolutely. And I mean, Bowling Green, the closest indoor courts to Columbia was Bowling Green, and they have actually turned that into a multi-complex where there are no longer tennis courts. So, I mean, our closest indoor courts is actually the club that I worked at, the Bluegrass Racquet Club. And we actually have to travel there during, you know, January, February just to get some warm-up and, you know, practice time in. But that would be just monumental, you know, when that happens because, you know, this area needs it. I mean, we had some strong, you know, schools in our area, but I feel like it's fell off a little bit just because of situations like that. I mean, this will be really huge for the area because I know there's talent here. I mean, there's been so much talent developed from this area, and it needs to continue happening because we will have the resources and we'll continue to grow.
Definitely. So you've got a really nice outdoor facility. It could even get better down the road, but, you know, and it's a great place to have a tournament with six courts together right there, but there's really not much you could do if there's forecast for a downpour for 2 or 3 days in a row. Am I right?
No, you're exactly right. And I mean, we faced that this past weekend. We're scheduled to play this tournament, you know, this past weekend. And, you know, the forecast showed that we were going to get drenched. And so Sunday was a complete rain out. Sunday, maybe we could have got some matches in, but it was so spotty and hit and miss that we would have probably fought more than we would have actually accomplished. So, you know, made this decision Friday night. And I know it was harsh on our players, and I feel bad about that. But they were all understanding. We've got some of the best crew of, you know, tournament players that you could ask for, and everybody was understanding and such. So, you know, we had to postpone for that weekend because of the weather. But this weekend is looking great. It's a great tennis weekend coming up.
Very good. I know that was not an easy decision for you. Actually, you and I were texting back and forth on Friday night as I was working at a football game, and all day long that day I had heard, oh, it's going to pour on Saturday, it's going to pour on Sunday. And Lindsey Wilson College was playing a home football game. Usually kickoff is at 1:30 for their afternoon games. They actually moved it up to 12 p.m. because they were anticipating heavy rains and storms later in the day. And as you say, most people, the vast majority of people, are very understanding when you have to make a decision like this because you don't want travelers getting halfway there and it's canceled. They have to turn around and go back, or they come and they might play one match when it's dry and then they have to wait for hours and hours and hours as there's more rain off and on. And that gets really frustrating. And sometimes it's rare, but I would say once every 4 years on average, we've had to just cancel a whole tournament and push it to the whole next weekend before a single match is played. And as you said, it's not easy decision. And I know that you really struggled with that, but I think it turned out to be the right thing.
Yeah. And I completely agree. I mean, the downside is that, you know, I lost some players that I know were committed to these tournaments, and, you know, they schedule their, you know, life around these things. And, you know, having to move it, you know, talking to some of the people, they had plans already for this weekend and they couldn't make it, which was extremely unfortunate. But on a different note, I picked up some people that was not able to play last weekend that can play this weekend. So we're bringing in some new faces and things, and I hope that they can see the, you know, great side that the CKTS has to offer and continue coming with us. So, I mean, there's a downside, but good side to things like this.
It is true that we did pick up some players who were involved in state mixed doubles last weekend, and which was conflicting with your tournament. But now that your tournament is moved, it opens, you know, the opportunity up for them to come and play this weekend because we did open the draws. And that's another question. That was a little bit chaotic. When we do move an entire tournament like that, we completely reopen the draws and we ask for everyone to re-enter, which now with our new website only takes a moment. But The reason for that, the reason we don't just carry the whole entries and the whole set of draws over to the next week, is simply for the reason that some people can't play the second weekend, even though they signed up for the first weekend. And on the other hand, some people couldn't play the original weekend, and they can now. So there's a lot of shuffling around. Was that difficult for you to handle this week?
I started over. And so, you know, we use the tournament direct manager through the USTA and things like that. And so, you know, I'm relatively new to it. And I mean, it's something to learn. I'm not going to say it's difficult, but it's something to learn. And so, you know, I had the original draws ready, you know, for the tournament, and then having to start over. Yeah, it was a little difficult, but it's something that I really enjoy seeing the people work together, because like I said, I mean, so many people, they were just completely understanding, like, look, we understand that, you know, we don't want to travel if it's going to rain, maybe play one match, then have to sweep courts and, you know, this, that, and the other. But then, you know, I also got in new players. So, you know, that was good. But, it was a little bit difficult. But I think it's more, it makes me more fulfilled knowing that, you know, the people that I work with is so caring and they're understanding about things like that. And that's what makes this so great. You know, that's one reason why I'm so excited to be back in the area and back, you know, doing these things, because the people that we deal with are certainly second to none. I mean, we have some amazing people, you know, year in, year out, and that really makes this more possible than anything. I mean, making the draws and rearranging the draws, this, that, and the other, that's not difficult. You know, it makes it better knowing that people are understanding and people, they work with you. You know, and I try to work with them too, because at the end of the day, it's about people being happy. It's about the players being happy and having a good time. I mean, at the end of the day, Chris, if I go to ask you about getting on the tennis court, I mean, I come to you and I say, hey, you want to play tennis? You know, we're playing. You know, I mean, it's not a job. It's not work. It's meant to be fun. And so at the end of the day, that's one thing that I really strive for. You know, I want to work with everybody the best I can, and I want to see them have a good time. And, you know, dealing with the complications we had last weekend with the weather, everybody has been exceptional. I cannot praise them enough for everybody being understanding and doing, you know, the right thing, reapplying and things of that nature. So, I mean, it's been great. I have no complaints.
And we're ready to roll for this weekend, September 15th and 16th, of the inaugural Bachman Tennis Classic, formerly known as the Dwayne Harris Columbia Open. So that'll be this weekend, originally scheduled for September 8th and 9th. It'll now be the 15th and 16th, and perhaps it will already be played by the time you hear this. But by the time you hear this, you should have time still to get into our final CKTS tournament of the season over in Somerset, also one of the original cities on the CKTS tour, which began in 2003. So the SCC Open, which lasted a few years and then went away and left town, we now have the Lake Cumberland Open, which is operated by Dwayne as part of the Lake Cumberland Tennis Association. Dwayne, we're certainly glad to have Somerset back on the tour as of last year.
Well, we're glad to be a part of it. You know, you mentioned the name of the tournament, the Lake Cumberland Open. It's actually the Alton Blakely Lake Cumberland.
Right, right. Open. The sponsor. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
So, and that's just their sponsorship and support is kind of illustrates the kind of support that we've gotten from throughout the committee, the community, since we started our Community Tennis Association a couple of years ago now. I think it was in 2016. Alfie Chang, I think some of the listeners will probably know him, but he is a probably 14 or 15 year resident of Somerset, but he's got quite the tennis pedigree. He was on the Malaysian junior national team. I think he actually played on the satellite pro tour for a while. Then he attended EKU and played for EKU. So anyway, Somerset is lucky that he settled in Somerset, and a couple of years ago, he just started approaching other people who play tennis or had tennis activities going, and sort of consolidated the activities that already were going on and started thinking about new activities. And then we approached the USTA about forming a CTA and did that. We formed a board, and We have so many terrific volunteers who comprise that board, as well as other volunteers throughout the community. And so we've developed lots of different programming, youth tennis camps, drop shots, tennis apprentice. We have a little beginner, 10 and under and 12 and under novice tournament. And then a natural sort of next activity last year was to add the CKTS tournament. And so 2017 was sort of our re-entry into the CKTS after many years. And thanks to the support of you guys and the players and all the volunteers, we had what we thought was a successful year. I think we had 87 participate. Okay. And everyone seemed to have a good time. We don't have a sort of a huge community tennis complex, but we do have different sets of courts throughout the community at the high schools and in Somerset Community College. And so the schools and the college have been very welcoming in terms of letting us use their facilities. And really it's been a win-win in terms of CKTS tournament because of the work you guys have already done. Pretty much all we have to do is kind of, you know, get the porta potties out there and make sure the courts are swept off. And then we don't even have to promote it too much because the dozens of players who are already playing on the tour are, you know, once they hear about it, they see it on the CKTS website. Many of them last year signed up and they're starting to sign up this year as well. We have several already registered. So it's really a win-win and we're looking forward to another, hopefully, good tournament this year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to stopping by and taking in some of the action. I'm still sidelined with a shoulder injury, but it was fun last year to stop by and just see the fact that tennis is not dead in Pulaski County anymore, as it kind of was for many years. Right now, I'm kind of seeing when I go and visit, you know, Somerset, I'm kind of seeing tennis back at some of its highest highs of level of participation that I haven't seen since probably the late 1980s over there in Somerset. And I've also been around at some of the lowest lows when, you know, basically Cliff Randall and I were the only two people in town playing tennis in Somerset. So it's just awesome to see. You know, and sometimes it just takes a handful of the right people, like what you guys have done, to really get something going.
Yeah, and I think there were some years where there wasn't as much going on, but, you know, you just had to look for it. It was there. Chris Atkinson, coach at Pulaski County High School for many years, has had what he calls the Fall League there at Pulaski County. And Jason Rubel, the coach at Somerset, has had a youth camp during the summer for several years. So it's not as if nothing was going on, but we think since we all came together and we formed this group and really kind of put our heads together and organized ourselves, we know that we have introduced tennis to many, many people, many kids, many adults who otherwise wouldn't have tried the sport. And that's really gratifying to know that you've helped to do that.
Awesome. Well, while we were talking there, we were joined late by Chad Young. How's it going, sir?
Doing well. Glad to be on. Glad to hear about how great things are going in Somerset.
We've got a question for you in just a minute. But so a reminder again, the Alton Blakely Lake Cumberland Open will be next weekend, September 22 and 23. The deadline to enter that at cktstour.com is Tuesday, September 18th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. This is one of our Eastern time zone tournaments. So please get in and get registered. Don't yet know what the weather's going to be like, but we'll just assume that it's going to be great.
Sounds good to me. Well, hopefully the hurricane will, of course, by the time people hear this, they'll know the outcome, I suppose, but hopefully the skies will stay clear. So,
also looking ahead to other tennis that's going on in the near future, in around Kentucky, the Mountain Tennis Circuit is having the Whitley County Open on October 6th and 7th. For more information, you can visit mtctennis.org, and we will be glad to announce the upcoming events of any tennis organization. So you can send us your schedule of events to info@gamesetmatchky.com. So let's challenge the call. Chad, the question comes up sometimes about coaching during our tournament matches, particularly regarding parents coaching kids. That seems to be the biggest thing. Talk about what the policy is in USTAs for coaching during matches, and maybe compare that a little bit to what it's like, what maybe some parents are used to with high school tennis.
Well, it shouldn't be that much different for parents, because parents are forbidden to coach their kids in high school in any situation, on changeovers, anything like that, unless they have gone through the KHSA's certification. Basically, they've gone through all the certification needed to become an assistant coach, even a volunteer. So, you know, when I guess earlier this year, when we kind of became a sanctioned USTA event, CKTS, I asked you, I said, so does this mean we adopt the USTA coaching policies? Because I don't know what the CKTS, rules had been on coaching in the past. But we agreed that since we were a sanctioned tournament, we should adopt the USTA rules. And so I had to look them up. But the USTA basically, parent, anyone can be a coach. And there is no coaching allowed unless it is an authorized break. And those are few and far between. Basically, the break that juniors get is a 10-minute mandatory break in between the second and the third set. Now, with us being a best 2 out of 3 10-point tiebreaker, you don't get that 10-minute mandatory break in between the second and third set. So really the only time that coaching is allowed in USTA events is when you have that 10-minute break before you play a full third set, which in the CKTS, that would really never take place.
Well, hopefully that answers that question. Unfortunately, maybe some of the people that need to hear that aren't listening to the podcast, but it's up to the tournament directors to kind of, usually somebody will make you aware of it. They'll say, hey, so-and-so is coaching their kid over there.
It's usually the other kid's parents that point out other kid. And, just my little comment on coaching. As a coach myself, it's rare that you are able to communicate anything that is really tangible, let alone a parent. Maybe sometimes it works, but for the most part, it goes in one ear and out the other. So I would say, tell a tournament director it's happening, but rest assured it probably isn't helping.
Thanks, Chad, for clearing that up for us a little bit. And guys, this has been really good, and I hate to cut us off this early, but we're running against the clock here a little bit, and probably is about time to wrap things up. And if you have a question about tournament play in the CKTS or anything about scheduling, calendars, rainouts, whatever, you can send a message to us on Twitter @GameSetMatchKY. We're also @GameSetMatchKY on Facebook. You can also find us there by searching for Game Set Match Kentucky, the podcast. Please go there and like us on Twitter. Like us and follow us on Facebook. Email us anytime at info@gamesetmatchky.com or challenge@gamesetmatchky if you want to send a message or a question to challenge the call. Fellas, we could go on and on. Love to have all of you back on again sometime real soon, but I think that's going to serve out another episode of Game Set Match Kentucky. I want to thank everybody for listening and ask that if this is your first time listening, please make sure and subscribe to the podcast so you can get the feed of all the new episodes. You can go right to the Apple Podcast app on your iPhone. There's plenty of other podcast apps that you can get for free. I use one called Overcast myself. We are also on Google Podcasts, so if you're an Android user, use whatever your favorite podcast app is there, and please subscribe to our podcast. We are also now officially on Spotify. We applied for that recently, and we are now on Spotify, if that's your avenue for consuming audio. And be sure and go give us a rating if you enjoy the show. If you don't enjoy the show, don't give us a rating, okay? Like, don't give us a bad rating if you don't like the show. Yeah, so... but we do welcome reviews, and we do welcome 5-star ratings. You can also visit Game Set Match KY for all of these episodes, all of the show notes from the episodes, and more. And again, sponsor requests go to info@gamesetmatchky.com. Guys, unless you have any, you got anything else before we go?
Enjoyed it.
No.
Think I'm good.
No, sir.
No, I guess, well, it looks like Hawkeye says we
the ball is out.
No, it says we're out right there. Sorry. Sorry. Yep. Well, oh yeah, one more thing, and then we're out. Chad.
Yep.
U.S. Open predictions. We hit one and missed one, right?
I think you might have picked Djokovic. I think I picked Nadal. And so we certainly missed on the women's side, didn't we?
We did, and we'll have to have a conversation sometime about the Serena controversy. We will save that for another time.
Yeah. Speaking of coaches.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be a good – I'm going to leave that in the notes for next time. We will talk about that again very soon. So until next time, I'm Chris Godby. Well, with me today was Justin Martin, Dwayne Harris, and Chad Young. And this has been Game Set Match Kentucky.
I'm not that guy.
I'm not either. Well, so I'm just counting on Chris's editing skills.
Yeah, that's what I asked him. I said, can you edit my stuttering? Because that's probably going to happen.
He's got, for me, he just has to edit in some coherence, and then we're all
good. I'm just hoping he throws some, like, Matthew McConaughey quotes in, you know, whenever he can edit. You know, throw some of them in, make me sound good.
Like what? Like... All right.
Hey, it'd be a lot cooler if you did.
I get older, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do. Oh, goodness. So.